The week in new music.
And the world's best releases.
2012 with Kaz Kern
on Triple J.
Right now, little chat I had with Brooklyn-based outfit White Rabbits, who have put out their latest album called Milk Famous. It was recorded with Spoon's producer, Mike McCarthy. Their last album was recorded with Spoon frontman himself, Britt Daniel. And Stephen Patterson, who is a frontman for this group, talked about how the approach with this new producer really helped to broaden the horizon and the palette of sounds that they got to put onto the album. It is a very finely textured, I think, and densely layered headphone journey, which, I've really been enjoying hearing on the cans. So anyway, I got to catch up with Stephen Patterson, who, as I said, is the front man for White Rabbits, and they just pulled into South by Southwest, having started their tour for this new album, only played a handful of dates. So I asked him first up how and if it's been tricky, actually, to present this collection of songs live.
Well, yeah, it took a very long time for us to figure out how to pull off a lot of these songs live. Now, a little weekend, it seems like it's kind of finally coming together. About, like, half of the songs, I'd say, on the record were actually recorded live. So there are a good chunk of them, we already knew how to play. But then the other half we kind of constructed in the studio in a way that we've never done before. So, so it's kind of challenging because It's actually been very similar to the last. It's Frightening was a difficult record for us to figure out how to pull off as well, you know? And it was the same with Fortnightly. I think the main difference here is that we're actually attempting to really recreate the recording. I think before we had just kind of had always operated under, you know, the notion that whenever you're in the studio, it's a studio recording. Whenever you're performing live, it's a live thing, and they're different mediums, you know?
Yep.
I think it's actually, we're playing better than ever, I think, just because it's so much more challenging, incorporating some sampling sort of elements and things like that. You're like adding like a seventh member to the band now, so it's that much more complex.
I feel like there is something that pulls all these songs together. There's this kind of nervy, semi-paranoid, this kind of anxious feeling that rides through a lot of the songs and the way that a lot of the instruments sort of come in and out and they shift, you know, a lot of the moods, they catch you off guard kind of thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been interested in that sort of, like, you know, making kind of headphone-friendly music for a while. And I think it's probably largely a product of us living in New York now, and you walk around and everybody's listening to their iPods, and like that just seems to be the way that people just kind of listen to music these days, more so than speakers. People listen to music on speakers, it's through like these tiny little laptop speakers. I think that's probably where all those sort of things popping in and out, that's where kind of the inspiration for doing stuff like that came from. We did definitely set out to make a record that kind of didn't have a theme or didn't have a narrative feel to it. But I think that no matter how hard we try to do something like that, it's always going to end up having that sort of narrative feel to it. And I guess the same thing goes for like sort of like a paranoid vibe or something like that, you know. Or to me, this record sounds kind of like white and loose to a degree, you know. And but yeah, you're not the first person to tell me that it sounds kind of paranoid, but that's fine.
And for six people / seven to come together and be, you know, in that sort of same mental space is quite an achievement, isn't it, for a set of songs on this album?
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, we spent like a year and a half writing this material beforehand. So at the very least, we're all going into it knowing that we were all behind the songs, you know. But of course, you get to the studio and you're trying stuff out and it's all getting really finalized and all that sort of thing. It's difficult to get into the same headspace. But
were you all listening to and vibing off sort of similar music? Everyone else in the band sort of in the same headspace, or people kind of had to be brought along?
It seems like we all have pretty different tastes in music. Like Jamie likes to listen to a bunch of like 70s soft rock. and I like to listen to a lot of top 40 radio, but I don't know, perhaps it's a good example. Like, you can kind of hear that sort of how those things can work together, though. Like, and it, maybe like on a track like I'm Not Me or something, like it has a sort of earthy feel, but it also has big, like, kind of like pop, at least in my eyes, to my ears.
So you're unashamedly embracing that pop, that love of pop within the band.
We're called an indie rock band by magazines and stuff like that, but I don't think we've ever really felt any sort of affection for that genre of music. I personally never have, and I've always felt that indie rock is generally just a term for non-confident rock and roll. And that's something that I have no interest in being a part of.
Right.
And so it's always just been, I just gravitate more towards, I think that was a big thing. It's been a big thing going into every record, I think, for me personally, but for this one, I think it was just kind of actually letting go and doing that, you know, and going into, like, and just embracing pop music over rock and roll at times, you know.
That is Stephen Patterson from White Rabbits. Don't call them an indie rock band. He will have none of it. Let's hear a track from the album, Milk Famous. This is the one that he was referring to in that chat there. It's called I'm Not Me on 2012 on Triple J.